If you have decided to listen to this audiobook on what doctors know about autism, you likely have more questions about this disorder than you can get from a basic website. These websites will help you understand the most simple aspects of what autism is and what it might look like, but they often do not help you understand why your child or loved one has this disorder and what you can do about it. In this audiobook, we will delve deeper into what the science of autism tells us about the people who have it. You will see that it is not just one disease, but is a spectrum of disease states we now call autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. To be fair, this is an area of medical research that is going on all the time because doctors know that they do not yet know all there is to know about these disorders. Yes, there are many ideas and much that we do not know, but to date, nothing has been found so far on autism spectrum disorder that has made any headway into preventing these disorders or in curing them. Doctors call autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, a neurodevelopmental disorder, which is a disorder of the brain in the developing child. Breaking these words down, you can see that it involves the neurological systems of the body. In the case of ASD, this means the core of the problem is in the brain itself. It is not the same thing as a psychological disease like anxiety or depression that generally occurs later in life. The second part of the term is developmental, meaning that it occurs as a part of a child's early developmental months or years. Rarely in today's time is autism diagnosed in an adult, and it does not exist in any adult who did not already have the disorder in childhood. As you will see in this audiobook, some parents say they can see evidence of autism in their baby from birth, while others don't see it until the child is a toddler. Just because autism isn't always seen from birth doesn't mean that something happened to a normal child sometime early in their life that somehow made them autistic. There just isn't any evidence of that. Instead, there is plenty of evidence that the problem is with the child's brain development itself and with their genetic makeup rather than anything that happens to them later on. For example, you may have heard that immunizations in children are the cause of autism in some cases. This idea was based on one small research study done about 20 years ago that was later found to be so flawed that it was withdrawn from the public domain. No other research since has ever shown any connection between childhood immunizations and the development of autism. There is a great deal of evidence to suggest that there is a genetic basis for autism, or at least a genetic basis behind which children might be at risk for this problem. As you will learn in this audiobook, the genetic factors that determine whether or not a child will have autism is actively being researched all over the world. You will see how we already have the evidence that genetics is a big part of why a child gets autism, but so far, no single gene, or even a set of genes, has yet been found to explain exactly how genetics, by itself, plays a role in autism. Autism is not also strictly an environmental disease. By using the term environmental, we can mean a lot of things. The environment, for medical purposes, is anything definitely not related to genetics or to the genes a person is born with. The environment could be something in the womb a fetus is exposed to in its earliest developmental stages. It could be related to the birth process itself, or to things that change a child's genes after he or she is born. Finally, it could also be related to things everyone is exposed to in the physical environment, or things a child is exposed to in the parent-child interaction. After we talk about how the normal human brain develops and what seems to be wrong with the brains of those who have autism, we will talk about the symptoms of autism and about how it is diagnosed in children. Autism itself used to be thought of as several different related disorders of the brain. There were even different diagnoses given to describe the various presentations seen in autism, such as Asperger syndrome. Now, we recognize that autism is more likely to be instead a spectrum of different presentations of essentially the same disease. This is why we now call autism by the name autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, rather than by any separate disease names. Yet, no two autistic children are the same. There is a great deal of variability in what you can expect if you have a child with autism. Some children with autism have mental retardation and a great deal of disability. Others are what some call autistic savants because, while they have a lot of deficits in the way they relate to the world around them, they have significant gifts and amazing talents not often seen in other children. What accounts for these differences in children who essentially have the same disease?